The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my brother, and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy. Vroom, vroom, the race is on.
My name is Griffin McElroy, and I guess shotgun, I'm hopping in the sidecar.
We're nearing, the end is in sight, churning and burning. We yearn for the cut. There's only a couple of days left in Max Fun Drive. Rev, rev. That's the engines. Ka-chow. We're almost there.
What was the ka-chow noise? Was that the stick shift?
No, that was Lightning McQueen. He's right behind you. He's chasing you to finish.
Fuck,
if he wins, he's going to sleep with your partner.
Wait.
What?
Yeah.
If Lightning McQueen wins, he's going to have a night with my wife?
Yeah.
Griffin is going to be cuckolded by Lightning McQueen?
I mean, that's it right. Makes...
It might not be sexual. It might not end up...
fun.org for its next joy.
Yeah. It might not end up being sexual. They might just connect on a deeper level.
Our marriage... My marriage with Rachel is in... hangs in the
There's
balance.
Only one way you could... Okay. Stretch goal. This is a threat. This one's kind of a threat.
Yeah.
And I don't love this, but I'm saying it.
Yeah.
We are currently, the Max Fun Drive, our goal is 20,000 new and upgrading donors and boosting donors as well. And if you are able to help us make our shows possible, which is only possible through your generosity, go to MaximumFun.org/join. You're going to get, for $5 a month, you will get tons of bonus content over 15 days, I believe. It has to be measured in days now.
Yeah.
For $20, you could get per month, you could get a hat and a patch. It's unbelievable. The bargains are unbelievable.
But what's the goal, Justin?
The goal? Well, Trav, here's the goal, bud. The goal is for us to not be destitute. And that is only achieved by you. Going to MaximumFun.org/join, $5, $10, $20. Or if you want to kick it up, $2 or $3, whatever, we'll take anything you got. Give us your lunch money, nerds. But here's the goal, 20,000 new upgrading and boosting donors.
Uh-huh.
Right now, as we record this, it is 3,683. So it's
a little ways to go.
Just shy.
We've got a little ways to go. And the worst part is, if we don't make it, Griffin McElroy will be cuckolded by Lightning McQueen.
Racing legend, Lightning McQueen.
Should I ask Rachel before we commit to this bit?
Oh, yeah.
I can shoot her a text right now.
Just shoot her a text and see, like, because this is obviously be...
At
her discretion, right? Lightning McQueen is nothing if not a gentleman, and by gentleman, I mean gentle car.
But I can't imagine anyone not being like, down to clown with racing legend Lightning McQueen.
Yeah, when I talk to him, he's like, you know, the real nitrous in my tank is consent.
Yeah.
And he loves it. He's wild for the stuff.
Enthusiastic consent, too. He's very clear on that.
Hey, how do you feel about Lightning McQueen? And then I should add, like, this is for the show. So she doesn't get confused. This is for the...
Should you add like a brackets sexually in brackets, or do you think you're just going to get...
Hey, how do you feel about Lightning McQueen sexually? Well, that seems like I'm sort of like forcing the issue a little bit. Like, how Because also, I'll say like, how do you feel about Lightning McQueen? And if she's like, sexually? Good. Then I'll know that it's...
That'll be...
Nothing more need be said. Normally, our show is just like this.
Yeah.
Three brothers talking a bunch of nonsense, and it's for you. And we don't have to do it. I mean, there it is.
I should clarify he's the red car from Cars.
I think she would know that.
She knows it. You have a young boy in your home. She knows
we're not,
all
we're
the
not
cars.
We're not a fucking Cars family.
That's right.
Really?
Not. That was a geek check. I don't want any Cars people in
you
this house.
You got to get that shit together, my man. It's a great movie. Not the second one so much. Oh, man. But wouldn't you rather be cuckolded by Lightning McQueen than Tow Mater? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, Trav.
Yeah,
Trav. Yeah, Trav.
Duh.
Now, if it was the Hudson
Rat
Hornet,
the sexiness of the Cars.
If it was Hudson Hornet, I fucking get it, man. Are
okay,
you
Rachel.
Me?
Rachel says he's not for me in two senses.
Okay, so we have currently. Hi, it's Jesse Thorne here. I regret to inform you, I've discontinued the promotion in which if we don't meet our goal, Griffin McElroy will be cuckolded by Lightning McQueen. Unfortunately, that is not gonna. Come
should I ask if there's
together.
Another character in Cars that she is there
or any of the Pixar canon but non-human
car from Cars that is good for you?
What about the dinosaur from Toy Story
or the dino from Toy Story? I don't know why I'm the one sort of jumping on this grenade sort
God,
of
there's a lot of really amazing names speaking. In this.
Well, Griffin, it would be weird if I was asking your wife if she would have sex with Lightning McQueen. Come on.
Yeah, think about it.
I guess that's fair.
She
says the dino is definitely for me. So that there now okay. There are stakes.
Okay. Can I read you guys some names of characters in Cars?
Yeah. I would love nothing more.
Strip Weathers.
Nice.
Chick right. Hicks.
That's a good one.
Finn McMissile.
No.
Finn Missile?
Finn McMissile.
I love that.
That's real.
That's cool.
Miles Axelrod.
Yeah, yes. Hell yeah.
Let's see. Tex Dynaco.
I can't believe we all had two chances to name human beings.
I know.
And we beefed it so hard.
And we didn't go with Corey Turbowitz.
Yeah.
Well, if I had had a boy, it was going to be Tex Dynaco. Not
Tex Dynaco, Bob Cutlass.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Oh, my God, guys. Rod Torque Redline.
I like that the most so far.
It's really good, Vladimir Trunkov.
Get out.
How did that happen?
Well, that's got to be the second one. That's got to be the second one with all the spy shit in it.
J. Kirby Gremlin.
Yeah, that's got to be another Russian.
Oh, my
thing.
God. There's one named Jeff Gorvette.
So, MaximumFun.org/join again is the name of it. The link to go to.
Rip Klutchgonski. Rip Klutchgonski.
Huh.
Brent Mustang Burger.
We rely on your
franchise.
We rely on your support now more than ever. And this is the content. This is what
Punchy Wipeout.
Wait, one more again?
Punchy Wipeout.
Punchy
Wipeout.
Like Ponchy?
Eugene Karbuski.
Okay.
Like
all right. And we appreciate it.
Yes.
There's lots
thank
of
you.
Good. There's lots
thank
of good
you.
Pledges.
I have a list of some of the recent people who have just joined up. We got Ernie Gearson.
Uh huh. Thank you, Ernie.
David Hobbscap.
Thank you,
wow,
David.
Wow, this is wild because these still sound. It's wild.
Nigel Gearsley. Thank
now, to
you.
Be fair, this actually makes a lot of sense, Griffin, because we have been appealing to a very car centric demographic for the last like 10 minutes.
That's true.
So it makes sense that.
This live feed of donors are also anthropomorphic cars.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you can't rely on the cars from Cars to support the content that you love.
That's only about 50% of our supporters.
That's right.
Or like, even if you like it, you still have to pay for it. I don't love the food I get at McDonald's, but I still have to pay for
you
it.
You don't?
You know what I mean?
But bada ba ba ba.
They've gotten rid of a lot of my favorite fresh options, like the Southwest salad and the chicken snack wrap.
Oh, they got rid of the chicken snack wrap?
They got rid of everything as part of a streamlining effort at the peak of the pandemic, and they scaled back to a very sort of like buttoned-down menu without a lot of the fresh options.
Not wild about that. Not wild
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, I know. Like and, are they going to bring it back? I don't know. Am I going to reopen a supply chain to hit Justin up with his snack wrap?
Probably
or make
not.
The Southwest chicken salad that they may have called the Justin McElroy because I'm the only person that got the salad at McDonald's?
I got that from time to time.
It's pretty good, honestly.
Not bad. Yeah,
it's
honestly,
not bad if not you like good, a fresh option.
Yeah, I do.
This is an advice show in
obviously.
Addition to a fundraising effort. Hey, can we just be real for a second?
Yeah.
Please go to the link and pledge some money. It's we just really need.
It would be really. Like, it would be kick ass.
Really kick ass. Thank you. And then let us on Twitter if you do, so we can say thanks. At least one of us will. Griffin's, you know, kind of stepped away to focus.
He's really focusing on his family right now
and his ministry.
Yeah.
Well, I've been working. I did get hired to focus on the family, and thank you guys for announcing that here. And I know some people are going to be PO'd about that and try to get me, you know, try to get me canceled. But please don't.
I thought it was really focused features you got hired at. Oh.
That was a short sort of thing. And then they found out how just I don't like anything secular in films.
Yeah.
Okay.
And secular.
Yeah. And they are all about that life. So it was a short-lived partnership.
What are you focusing on over at Focus on the Family, Griffin?
Daughters this month. It's daughter month.
All daughter content.
All the time.
Just McGee and me.
Let's start.
This time with daughters.
Yeah.
Well, that's been our show. Thank you so much.
No, this was the start.
What?
This was the start. This is the start. You're there. You're in it.
I thought all that talk about Lightning McQueen betting Griffin's wife extramaritally was all just for us.
It's kind of intramaritally, because Griffin would be a willing cuckold in this situation.
I would have to be, because Jesse asked me to in the email. Does
Lightning have a partner?
What?
Speed?
Speed is his wife.
Oh, okay, but not like another car named Speed.
No, Speed is his wife.
Speed Racer?
No, Speed. Like, Speed.
Oh, like the concept.
Or is there
the
like
concept
a...
While
of Speed?
While out on a walk around my apartment complex... Have you guys ever taken a walk? I don't get
Not
it.
For a long time, Justin.
While out on a walk around my apartment complex, I ended up noticing, I feel like if somebody says they're out on a walk, they're doing something that they didn't want to admit to. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I ended up noticing a securely wrapped, perfectly fine, if not super melted, package of Reese's chocolate on the floor next to a car. And I walked
away. What is Reese's away. Chocolate?
Reese's chocolate.
It's gotta be like Reese's Cups, right?
Reese's Cups?
Guys, Reese's Cup. I figured the.
They don't just make a bar, right?
They don't make a chocolate.
They don't make a choco bar.
They make a chocolate. It's just not a chocolate bar.
I figured the chocolate must have fallen out of the car and the original owner hadn't noticed, especially with it right next to the driver's seat door. Seeing as I had been complaining about a lack of chocolate. I see where this is going now. Seeing as I have been complaining about a lack of chocolate 2 hours prior, I figured this is a sign from the gods to eat it. But my partner and best friend convinced me that eating mostly melted but securely packaged floor chocolate was not, in fact, the best idea I've ever had. My question is this, brother.
I don't think we should go sing your praises just yet.
My question is this, brother. Should I have eaten the floor chocolate or should I have taken it home to refridge and eat later? Now, that's from Chocolateless Floridian. You have two options here that both end with you eating the floor chocolate,
right?
Which is huge.
That's the middle step in the journey that they will be going on.
I don't think your friends.
The end step will be not just the emergency room, but one sort of bathroom in the emergency room complex that you are going to, you may as well bring a pillow and a good book.
I mean, I would love it if it worked that way, but life isn't a Farrelly Brothers comedy, Griffin. The realistic answer is you'll eat the chocolate and it'll be fine. But for the next few days after, in the back of your head, every little creak and pop, every little squish and squeeze in your body that you feel, every pang, every floating flash of light in front of your eyes, everything.
Now
you're gonna wonder:
is this it?
Is this it?
Is this my moment? Is it my time?
Is this the chocolate? Why did I do it? I did. I know where Stores is.
Yeah.
Let's
put the tiger on the table and yell at it for a second. Just for 20 seconds. There's a lot of food waste and food insecurity, both in our country and in the world.
That's not what this is.
What? There's two other factors here that I think have to be considered. One, other people were with you, right? So even if that chocolate's perfectly fine, even if you eat it and nothing happens, even if you eat it and you never think about it again, there were people who observed your behavior.
And maybe children.
Maybe even children.
They saw you, and let's take all context out of the matter. They saw you pick something up off the ground and eat it.
Yeah. With your only mouth.
With your only human mouth, as far as I know.
And you put it in your own human body, the one you have.
And you don't know the origin. You do not know, you know, where this began. You only know, if we're talking in terms of like Antiques Roadshow, you don't know its provenance. You only know it's got a lot of patina on it, and you ate it.
And then you ate it. That's what they do on Antiques Roadshow, by the way, if you haven't watched it lately. They're doing a lot of just sort of eating the antiques.
Secondly,
like, oh, this is an old quilt from the Revolutionary War era made by Martha Washington. And hold on one second.
Ow. Now it's nothing.
Now it's nothing.
Now it's energy. It's cake house for my mod.
And the second thing to consider here is I'm starting to wonder now if the generation after us, maybe even two generations, I don't know how old we are they also being like drilled into their heads that people might inject drugs into candy, or did that stop after us?
I think we were the last ones to get that.
Yeah.
I think everybody knows that everybody else is kind of too busy to be injecting drugs into chocolate.
Giving away free drugs like that?
Well, bad people.
Bad folks. Oh, that's funny. Bad people.
Okay.
I feel like we can cut most of these kinds of questions off at the pass. Don't eat floor chocolate. I know that times are tough out there. And like Travis said, the big thing about food waste. And I know all about that. But
care about it.
But you can probably get chocolate that has been ethically sourced. Do you know what I mean? That's not going to hurt you and your body.
Because
in the capitalist system we find ourselves in,
you
exchange your healthy body minutes for what I call chocolate dollars, which is money that you spend to get your own chocolate. And if you hurt
dollars.
And if you hurt that body, make sure that you don't hurt that body by eating chocolate you found on a floor, then you will be too ill to earn more choco bucks, which is what you call chocolate dollars now.
It also occurs to me, reading the question again, that in your supposition, you found the chocolate and you decided this chocolate came from this car it was next to. So I could easily place this chocolate somewhere where the driver of the car could discover it once more. Yeah. But since the driver didn't know, finders keepers.
This whole thing stinks to high heavens. Do not eat this fucking chocolate. They already ate the chocolate, didn't they?
They ate the chocolate already.
I do think that there is, it's a little bit of security theater, but the idea of like, well, no, you don't understand. I put it in the refrigerator and solidified it back up again. So it's better now. It's safer now. Because it was all melty before, and that would have been bad. But I put it in the fridge so it got cold, so any germs on it got too cold.
Don't eat the chocolate. And do you all want to approach the wizard and ask him about his day?
Yeah.
And then he'll give us some cool advice on how to do a great thing, which is to say how to host a Warrior Cats themed birthday party.
Are you kidding
me? Is that it?
Yeah.
Serious?
So many people have sent this in over the months, and I feel like I've been saving it for a special occasion. MaximumFun.org/join. Preparing. Make sure your parents agree.
Oh,
you don't
God,
necessarily
yes.
have to tell your parents the theme of the party/sleepover, but you still need to make sure you can have one in the first place. This feels duplicitous to me.
Yeah.
Because if one of my beautiful boys comes to me and says, I want to have a sleepover, and I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. And then I come in and there's big balls of yarn and everyone's got tails and they're fucking fighting and there's desiccated birds.
Yeah.
I'm going to be confused and probably upset.
And also just side note, if one of my beautiful children came to me and said, I want to have a sleepover, and I said, what's the theme? And they said, no theme, I would also be disappointed.
That's true.
Right?
It's got to have a theme.
You're going to throw away that chance to have a themed party of any sort, really?
Yeah.
Come on.
One time at the Minsker's basement, we had a slumber party that ended up, that just kind of turned out to be an Austin Powers themed sleepover. Like that was not the intention, but then we all showed up and we were all just sort of like in the headspace of thinking about and talking about Austin Powers a lot. And then we watched Austin Powers and it was just like, oh, we are accidentally having an Austin Powers themed sleepover party. And it was one of the best ones it was one of the best Austin Powers sleepover parties I think I've had.
And Griffin, did it make you horny, baby?
No. Start planning early, even if you plan extremely early when not anyone is even thinking about your birthday coming up. This is good. you will have more time to think about what you really want to do.
But you can't. I am of the opinion you start planning too early.
Yeah. To invite a couple people to the party. See if they like the idea of having a Warrior Cats theme. Oh. They won't. They probably won't. And then
I've
what?
I've been kicking around a few different ideas. If I could run past you, kind of like having a clown or I don't know. Or, I thought about kicking everybody in the ass when they showed up. Yeah. Or maybe Warrior Cats?
One of those. Definitely one of those. It's got to be.
You got to switch those steps around, right? You got to ask people before you plan it, right? Yeah, otherwise, you're going to get so far down the pathway.
This is the first step in planning it. The drafts haven't begun to plan. We're just kind of blue skying, see if anybody would come.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is more of like, I'm just floating this idea. Like, this isn't necessarily an invite or a plan.
Few different options, just kicking them around.
If I did, what would you say? Also, step one, keep your grades up.
Keep those grades up or your parents will not let you dress up like kitty cats in a fight and have desiccated birds.
No way.
Decorate before your guests arrive. Decorate your houses with your houses. We're having a progressive Warrior Cats party.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we go from one house to another to sort of represent the different phases in a kitty cat's life.
It's a crawl.
It's a kitty cat crawl.
It's a kitty cat crawl. Happy birthday to me. It's a kitty cat crawl.
Dad, I need you to drive me and my other kitty cats over to Doug's house for the starters. No. And
their dad says we can drink wild roses.
Decorate your house with posters, paw prints, or anything else that will complement the theme. If you have party games, make sure anything you need for those games is ready. Spiderwebs.
How is that specific to a Warrior's Cat? Is preparation a big part of the Warrior's Cat ethos?
Well, Justin, you think a Warrior Cat just like wakes up one day and they're like, I'm a fucking Warrior Cat now?
No, it takes a lot of work. Make each room a den so you have sort of different home bases. For the Warrior's Den, make small nests of green spiderweb or three pillows to make a sleeping area.
What?
Then there's the Leader's Den. For this, you should choose the largest, least occupied room. The couch can be your bed, covered with the spider webs or pillows. Cover the floors in colored blankets or brown to give it that dirt and sand effect. Cover your floors in brown.
Why is spider web such a prevalent theme here? Is that a big thing in Warrior Cats? Warrior Cats just love spider web motif?
Have you been in the kind of woods that feral cats make their battlegrounds, Trav?
Not for a long time.
Very spooky and haunted in spiders. You will need an apprentice den.
I like the idea of you having a den that's yours. So people show up and you're like fucking draped across your chaise lounge, like Baron Harkonnen. Like, you've brought me what is this? A Nerf gun. Excellent. Put it on the pile.
Perfect.
Perfect choice. Oh, I would have preferred a saucier of milk.
There's other dens here, but Justin skipped ahead, so I may as well join him in the future, which is to say, make the high rock. Use multiple pillows stacked, or use a chair or couch. Let the other cats sit below you on pillows or just spread out blankets.
So important. So important.
What if I don't want to be the kitty cat who sits on the high rock at my own birthday party?
Well, I think that says a lot about you, Griffin, but I also understand it because Heavy is, you know, heavy fuzzy is, head.
Yeah, sure.
Joshua, I don't care if it's fucking Plymouth Rock. Put the couch cushions back on the couch.
Those are the
good
pillows.
I'm going to make your friends go home. I don't care if it is your birthday.
Those are the guest room pillows. Use your
own
pillows.
Good pillows.
What do you mean your pillows are the spider webs? Oh,
by the
God.
Way, Timothy's pissing
everywhere,
and not for the normal reason. So can you please ask him to stop?
You told me the theme was Space Jam. I look like an idiot. I made basketball-themed treats. I'm here in a jersey. I invited somebody who'd like dressed up as Bugs, and I feel like a fucking idiot.
And then some of your friends fucking obliterated him. Cut him wide open, tore out his guts, put him on the fresh kill spot, which is the next step in the WikiHow article. In the middle of camp, place a cardboard piece that is cut out like a stump and decorate it. And when it comes to hunting, the cats can put their fresh kill or stuffed animals on the stump.
This sounds fun.
I would do
actually,
this.
That part got me.
That part
sounds good. I like that. This is my fresh kill. It's a Mickey Mouse that teaches you the ABCs.
It does. It did skew a little bit Lord of the Flies there. If I was a parent present at this thing, I'm like, oh, look at that. They're pretending to. Wait, what are they? Huh.
Wait, what's this? Next step. Oh. We're in the games section now. Welcome each guest. Maybe with a dip of your head or a whisper of, welcome to the home of the clans.
Oh,
probably
yeah,
not that,
that
one.
Welcome. Welcome.
Weary
welcome.
Traveler.
You got to really hit that S on clans, though.
You Ooh, wicked
oh,
do.
Oh, boy.
Start
oh,
with some you. Role play. Once everyone has arrived, why not pretend to be...
Can I interest you in some light role play?
No, my father has prepared some basketball cookies then.
We are having...
Yeah, next door, there is a... My twin brother, Jebediah, is having a basketball-themed birthday party. You can go and try on some of Michael Jordan's shoes.
In retrospect, I should have warned you about the theme of my party.
Dr. Sniffle Whiskers has committed the gravest sin and shall be banished to the Space Jam Annex.
Start with some role play. Once everyone has arrived, why not pretend to be warrior cats?
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good fucking
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, yeah,
why not? Everyone could be one RP character, role play, and one real warrior. What the fuck does that mean if you
Joshua
have the time?
Joshua showed up as Sylvester. He can walk between planes.
He is the Jaywalker.
Oh, man.
How is the Space Jam party, Sylvester?
That's pretty good. They're over there watching the new Space Jam. Not my favorite, but the basketball cookies. Man, your stepdad. He cooks a mean basketball cookie.
They made some...
thanks, Kevin! Thank you, Kevin! Glad you enjoy it, bud!
Got you, buddy!
Hey, don't forget, I got that plant-based milk in the downstairs fridge that you wanted!
You're always looking out, Josh's dad!
No problem, Kevin! Hey, please, call me Kevin!
Whoa!
Quite a coincidence!
Same team!
Have a hunting party. People can hide stuffed animals while others try to find a stuffed animal with the number they were assigned to a written card around their neck.
What?
Yeah.
Why can't you just say, Kevin, go get the giraffe? Why do you have to, like, put a number?
Because that's not a hunt, Griffin. That's fetching. And cats don't fetch.
Okay. Hey, this
except for
one,
my cat that does actually fetch hair ties.
That's fun.
Pretty cute. Yeah, it's great.
Have a twisted version of egg toss. Have everyone pair up and give each pair a spoon. Fill white water balloons up with dyed water.
What?
So fucked up, dude.
Now, are they? What are they? Eggs?
What is
like? What is it?
What does that have to do with the warrior cat mythos?
Yeah,
they're spells. So that each one gets magic spells that are different colors. So red magic is like blood. The cat blood magic.
Yeah.
Blue magic.
White is milk.
Is milk magic.
They love it. It's queen magic.
They love the queen magic.
They love the queen magic. Got to do with the sorcerers.
Come up with a collector resource game. In this game, each den will be removed of its items and hidden among the quote-unquote forest. Teams assigned to each den must collect the items and amount wanted.
We're going to search for the queen.
Hey, Derek, can I talk to you?
Can we?
I think you've gotten a little deep. I'm going to give you the kick and bring you back up to this level. You're a little deep in there, Derek, and we're kind of worried about you. No, we're not playing the game anymore, Derek.
We're out of the game for a second. Derek, if you actually would go over to the Space Jam party, I feel like it would really
but
level you out.
But they don't have any queen over at the Space Jam. I'm a little kid. I can play with a mouse and the queen.
And Derek, I do notice that you did hide Timothy's inhaler out in the quote-unquote forest, and we do need you to tell us where that is.
No, that's my shiny special toy.
No, he needs that for breathing and living.
Do you have a laser I could chase? Me, 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 me.
Okay. Play pin the tail on the warrior. We've lost the plot completely. Do some more evening activities. Yeah, sure. Once you've eaten...
Enjoy a snifter of brandy. Retire to the den for cigars.
There are no laws here at the home of the clans. All carnal pleasures are on the menu until 7:30 when your moms pick you up.
Once you've eaten, maybe you could play some Warrior Cat games with your friends on the internet. Having a good time.
This is the greatest party. We're all playing in a Roblox server.
In different rooms.
Warrior Cats.
sleepover if that's part of the plan. Okay. Make dinner Warrior Cats theme 2. Provide lots of meaty foods. Food is fresh kill in Warriors, so you must get something close to meats. Think. Have meat skewers, steak, meatballs, pepperoni, salami, and hamburgers. Anything with juicy meat. If you have a vegetarian, offer them veggie patties, cheese, anything that sticks to the theme.
If you have a vegetarian, they're getting eaten in the hunt. Let's be honest, guys.
Let's be honest.
It's going to turn, you're going to roll that rock down onto Piggy, and you're going to eat them all up. Come
Kitty
on.
Kitty cat, don't eat the salad. Get a birthday cake.
Wait, hey, what are you eating? Oh, these are corn patties. It's Q-R-N. Get him!
Get him! Eat him now! Then birthday cake is the last thing.
There's nothing funny there. It's just cake, so no. Enjoy it.
Yeah, you can't have a party without cake. Sure. Listen, we're all having a lot of Warrior Cats themed fun, but you gotta have a cake.
Is the cake mouse flavor? No, it's fucking vanilla with like a cherry.
I put a mouse in the cake. Kevin, god damn it. Someone does ask, what do I have for food if I have a vegan friend? Provide berries and greens for them to eat. Warrior Cats use them for medicine.
Berries and greens! Berries and greens! I'm a little cat that loves berries and greens!
I told you about the berries and greens thing, okay?
Warrior Cats use berries and greens for medicinal purposes, but you can pretend they are an elder or sick cat. Fine.
There you go. Perfect. Oh, this is our sick cat. I'm not sick. I'm a vegan.
I'm not sick. Uh-huh. I'm actually so fucking healthy.
Because I'm 2 feet taller than all of you.
Look at my big eggplant muscles that I got from all eggplants.
They stretched them out of the Space Jam party. No, they didn't stretch me out. I'm just taller than you because I drink like a lot of... I drink plant-based milk that your dad gets me whenever I come over, and I eat my greens. Oh, no. Let's smush him back into place. Stop it, guys. I told you I don't like this game.
Stop smushing me, please. Hey, can we ask for our friends listening at home to consider supporting our art in the Maximum Fun Drive 2022 edition?
I mean, I just assumed they were frantically during that last bit trying to up their donations. They're just not doing enough. They realize that now.
Listen, I can say this one statement with confidence. There's not a lot of things that I say with confidence on the show. God knows, I'm so shy. But you are literally not going to hear anything we have just said in the last half hour anywhere else.
Yeah, that's on point, Trav. Thank you. Yeah, for sure.
And do you want that to die? That precious ember of life still left in this world that we're blowing on so hard, not so gentle, just trying to spark some creativity and joy, whether it be about the Cars universe or Warrior Cats or eating chocolate off the floor. You can help us blow gently upon that ember of comedy and life by going to MaximumFun.org/join.
It means the world. This past year, things have been pretty topsy-turvy for all of us. Me and Rachel had a baby this year, and it's been...
Oh, congratulations!
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I was waiting for any kind of acknowledgement.
I thought you already had a baby.
We did it. We doubled down. And,
you had two!
If I may get serious, a little bit difficult. We have had pretty inconsistent childcare between sort of nannies, you know, getting sick, and daycares sort of closing basically every other week. And the only reason why we have been able to sort of stay consistent is because we hired an editor last year, Rachel Jacobs, who's been doing an incredible job. And all of that is possible because of the support that we receive from you all in the Max Fun Drive. So it has a very direct impact, both on sort of the shows that you enjoy listening to, I'm assuming, if you're listening to this, and also our lives, because we are able to, you know, have personal lives and spend time with our families and stuff and not have to stress a whole bunch about that balance because we have hired people that have helped us out using the money that you have given us in past drives. So It is a very meaningful thing to us professionally, personally, just everything. So,
and I'm also just gonna say creatively, things like Ether C going weekly and us like committing, you know, very hard to even expanding projects and trying to still come up with new things and trying to do more streaming stuff on the YouTube. All of that stuff is because we don't want to rest on laurels, because every year we're shown again and again that the things that we make matter to people and it means a lot to us.
So MaximumFun.org/join, $5 a month, you're going to get over 350 hours of bonus content. $10 a month, you can choose from one of about a million patches for all the shows on the network. You also get a Max Fun membership card. There's the $20 a month level. You get all that stuff. You also can choose between a creativity kit that comes with a bunch of arts and craft supplies and a cool illustrated deck of cards with, like, you know, springboard ideas for crafts. Or you can pick a rocket hat with the Max Fun Rocket logo on it.
It's not really a rocket. Let's be clear. It's just a logo on it.
No, listen. And they want it to be a surprise, everyone.
What?
But it's a hat that has rocket turbo boosters on it. You strap it onto your face and it lets you fly around up in the sky like an astronaut does it.
There's an unthinkable amount of bonus content on here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's truly despicable. Like, yes. We mention it. We blow past it. We say there's 15 days. It's okay. I mean, just for My Brother, My Brother and Me, and there's like some wild stuff for all of the shows. Just for My Brother, My Brother and Me, this one that you're listening to right now, we've been doing these Max Fun Drive things for
11 years?
This is our 12?
Over a decade. We've got videos. We've got clips of live shows. We've got...
There's videos where we riff over old movies?
Yes, there's videos where we riff on movies. There's a demo of a song that Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote for us.
There's commentary on five now of the Mbim Bam TV show episodes with us. And
there's episodes that our wives recorded together. There's a Griffin's Vore podcast that he recorded one episode of live, and never returned to. There's a video, movies of us. There's our absolute debacle of a show in Detroit about Star Wars that I actually did not realize had been uploaded and am now not as enthused about people going to enjoy this. There's
last year we did an episode called Pranky Doodle Dandy. Was that last year?
Fuck, where that was good.
Where we pranked people.
This year.
No. Pranky Doodle Dandy was 2020. Freaky Fun Day.
Freaky Fun Day. We switched all the bits around. That's right. And then this year we developed the next great McElroy creative project. And God damn it, Joel was on board. You gotta listen, folks.
You gotta get it. You gotta get
it. It's horrifying and incriminating.
Did we announce the other thing that we recorded, or is that secret still?
You know what? I think by this point, hopefully by this point we've hit it, though. We took the transcript from an episode and then assigned the part. We switched brothers. And
yes, it's a remix. Yeah.
And so, I think I did Griffin. Griffin did me. Something.
I think Justin was me. I was.
No, Travis was Griffin. And I. No, you were Travis. I was Griffin. And
Travis was Justin.
Travis was me.
And we, did it. It was one of the dumbest, silliest things.
I was in a fugue state for most of it. It was genuinely.
By the end, I was crying, laughing, and just crying.
I was whacked out on cold medicine when we first read it. And so hearing Justin sort of try to capture that in his performance was a true delight.
You'll only hear that, one, if we hit the goal to release it, and two, if you are a Max Fun supporter, because that is bonus content only available to Max Fun supporters. So MaximumFun.org/join. I guarantee there's so much in there. I actually am mad now that it's been out a couple of days, the Adventure Zone one, where we turned classic board games into an RPG, and it hasn't taken the world by storm yet.
It'll get there.
Okay.
Please, MaximumFun.org/join. Let's do another question while they go to that link and do all their stuff.
Okay. Sorry, I moved away from the...
Well, I was thinking maybe we could have some interactive fun and everybody could join in and play along at home.
No, really?
I thought you were done with this one, outside of the bit.
Here's the thing that I thought about, because on last week's Wonderful, Griffin and Rachel talked about me and how great I am. And
that's
that's really nice. And so I thought we could play a little play along at home where I ask you trivia questions specifically about me.
Right.
To see how well you two and the audience at home know me.
Do you think they'll like that?
I think I will.
Right. But you're one and they are many.
Yeah, but I'm one third of the host. So at least 33% of the hosts are on board with it when you think of it that way.
Well, we know you pretty good. So let's get through this about as fast as we can.
Okay. What is Travis McElroy's favorite dessert?
Cheesecake.
That's very good, Griffin. That was right off the bat.
Yeah. I don't need to.
Cheesecake. Sorry. There's
lag. Okay. It's 2 points for each.
Okay, I don't think that Justin should get points because he said
he has lag. I said it the same way.
He had lag,
did.
Griffin. It was clearly simultaneous. Okay.
Should we restart the call to try to get this lag fixed?
Should do a count again just to see how bad the lag is.
Okay. So just go ahead.
I don't think we need to
go ahead and just do the count so we can tell that the lag is good.
One.
Two.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad. See, I told you, it's really bad.
But Juice, you responded to what I said just then really fast.
So quickly. That was really, maybe he was just ready to say it. Okay, what size shoe does Travis...
It wasn't that fast. Okay.
What size shoe does Travis wear?
10.5?
I'm going to say 11.
It's a 12. Come on, guys.
You're kidding.
I got it.
That's a big boy.
I get the point. Price is why.
No, it's exact or nothing.
How comes I'm like a little bit taller than you, but your feet is... I wear a 9.5. I've got petite feet.
Well, do you notice how you fall over a lot when there's like...
Sweet petite feet.
You know, when you have petite feet because
what are you rocking
brand.
With, Juice?
I'm usually a 10.5, but if it's a narrow shoe, I got to go up to 11 because I got wide Fred Flintstone.
That's for me with a 13. Like cowboy boots, sometimes I go up to 12.5, guys. Roller skates, 12.5.
So we all have, I've got sort of a chode foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite Christian band, by the way, from the mid-aughts was chode foot.
Chode foot.
Hello, Las Cruces. We are chode foot. Let's get ready to worship Jesus Christ.
Why did you give Switchfoot a sort of Cockney drawl there? You know they love that.
And that wasn't Switchfoot, Griffin. It was chode foot.
It's a different band.
Completely different band.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, one last one. How many tattoos does Travis have? For a bonus point, which one was his first?
Okay, I know the first one, too. Was the family crest on your back.
That turned out very
so
poorly.
Crusty and fucked up. And did you ever get that fixed or removed?
I did get it fixed.
Okay. Because that was...
Did you get fixed or lasered off?
No, I got it fixed. I got it redone. There are lots of hidden Justins in there. It's like a hidden Mickey. There's a little hidden Justin and all the curly Q's.
That's fun. It's like a puzzle book.
I want to get a hidden Mickey tattoo. That'd be
but
cool.
But where would you get it? Okay.
Gujar.
Don't tell me. Yeah, Gujar.
I'm going to say 11.
Here's what I'll say. I'm going to say 8. I'm going to name the ones I can think of. There's Harumph. There's Nessie. There's a pineapple. There's the family crest.
There's the all you can do is all you can do.
So there's 5.
There's the Triforce.
Yes.
Yeah, 6. We all got that one. That should have been easier to remember than it was. Are we forgetting any?
Oh, yeah. So I got the all you can do is all you can do. The pineapple. I have the microphone with flowers. I have the wine glasses cheersing with flowers. I have the D20 that's all 20s that says, I do that. I have the sheriff star that says, you know, morons. I have
that's a lot of tattoos.
You have 2 Blazing Saddles tattoos.
I have the Triforce. I have the family crest. And I have the Harumph.
So how many is that?
1, 2, 3, 4.
You should know.
5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
I got it perfectly.
11. I actually said 11.
Okay, then you got it. Griffin wins, I guess.
How are you guys not more impressed by that? I guess the number of tattoos on my brother's beautiful body.
I also would have accepted 12 because I had the one on my back redone. I would have accepted 12.
Okay, but it is exactly 11, which is the number, 11. I guess, because I know your beautiful body so good, but not the feet. The feet are a little bit blurry. I try not to look at your feet.
Yeah, I get that. They're so large. I got you this best brother trophy, Griffin.
All right.
Whoa.
But Justin, I also got you a best brother, because you're both the best brothers I have.
Participation trophy,
thanks,
then,
Maxwell,
huh?
Thanks, maximumfun.org/join.
Yeah.
Oh, participation trophies, huh?
They're both the same. I had them made ahead of time.
How did we not talk about Jeff Foxworthy making a participation trophy joke in 2022 in his new Netflix special?
Did he really?
There's a thing that did go viral online because it was Netflix is a joke, which I guess is their like comedy thing. They tweeted out a clip or some screenshots with captions of Jeff Foxworthy's new special where he said, you know, it's funny, back in my day, if you wanted a trophy when you're competing, you had to win.
Okay, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, baby. That's good shit right there, baby.
It's not even like that observation itself is a decade.
There's a Geico commercial on the air right now where that fucking slippery, sexy gecko is talking to a woman at a diner and she's like, I'm an introvert. And he's like, yeah, lots of people are introverts. She's like, no, I'm an introvert and that's very special. And I'm over here, I laugh so hard I shit my pants.
Yeah.
because it's like,
and Griffin, who is normally an extrovert, became an introvert because he's embarrassed.
Because it's like, we're all busting up about how lots of people say they're introverts over. Oh, I did it again, guys.
Oh,
I didn't even have to laugh this time. The Geico Gecko made this shit come out with his awesome, awesome introvert jokes.
Also, Jeff Foxworthy is getting to a point now where I don't know that I trust that he's never gotten a participation trophy.
He got a Netflix special in 2022.
That's your participation trophy?
You stuck around long enough, Jeff.
Yeah, you're still participating in life, and so you have a Netflix special.
We came back around. We gave everyone else who was kind of problematic and bad a Netflix special. So now we come back to you. Can you step up your problematic badness so maybe you can get one too?
I don't think anybody's even going to want to put in the legwork to do that to Jeff Foxworthy. It's like bigger and better. You know what I mean? Like, what do you accomplish by smashing Jeff Foxworthy like that, by smashing him good? I don't think
if you're
anything.
Jeff Foxworthy, you might be irrelevant. Is that anything?
It's me.
I don't want to die. He might
mean.
Be very
might
nice
be
in person. It's hard.
He might be the one to give us our big break.
Do you guys ever think about that? Maybe he goes around.
And also, like, if you look at how far we are from 20,000 new and upgrading donors, like, I feel a little Foxworthy myself.
maybe
we shouldn't peak not. Yes, the ye be peaked.
That's fair. Okay, I have an alternate joke then. How about this? It's like, he doesn't hand out participation trophies. He only gives them to people who are Foxworthy. Is that anything? I don't know.
That could be something. It needs about a good month worth of punch up in the writer's room. But it's there's a seed there that I think we can nourish.
Oh, yeah, it's germinating.
We've done one question.
Really?
Yeah, let's do a second.
Is that right?
Yeah, let's do a second question.
Okay, here comes the second question. Every day I take a walk around my neighborhood.
Another walk.
This weird.
Yeah.
You know what it is? Temperature's going up.
Yeah, there it is.
You want to get out there, get your day. A few days ago,
I noticed. You gotta be careful with that terminology there, my dude.
Yeah.
You heard it, right?
For our friends across the pond, your vitamin D.
There it is. Your vitamin dick.
A few days ago, I noticed a plastic Easter egg in my neighbor's grass. It seems to have been missed during the Easter egg hunt. It is now 6 days past Easter. At what point does it become okay for me to take it? It looks like there's something inside, and I want it really bad. This is from Hiding from the Bunny in Dallas. Is this another
floor candy
person?
This was not on purpose.
Trying to eat some ground candy?
I didn't organize these that way on purpose.
Okay, listen, but this year, I did put Lego ninjas in the Easter eggs.
Yeah,
and
you got to get
And by money. I mean... The bunny.
The bunny did it. The bunny at my mother-in-law's house put 62 cents. Four grandkids, four eggs. Each one had 62 cents in it. When I said, hey, why is there 62 cents in this egg? She said, that's the amount of change I had that would evenly break up before four kids. And I said, Becky, next time, just two quarters. My kid doesn't need the taxes. Like,
that is an absolutely bonkers thing.
I asked Bibi the other day if she was going to get a job when she grew up, and she said, I don't have to. I already got money in my bank, because she has about 2 inches worth in one of those big clear Coke bottle banks, about 2 inches worth of loose change. And as far as she is concerned, she is set for life. So I think two quarters probably would have accomplished the, like, I got money feeling.
Is it all from Becky?
All from Becky.
Are they all Becky bucks?
Some of it is just like, I get change and I'm like, I don't want to put this in my pocket. Here, this is your allowance or whatever.
I do that. I'm very cavalier with like change that I get, and I put it in the girl's piggy bank. And then inevitably, I'm like going to the car wash or something, like, oh, fuck. Hey, guys, I'm sorry. I got to dig through your piggy banks. I'm sorry.
One day my daughter will catch me embezzling from her piggy bank.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Dad, I called the police on you. I saw that. You took $2.50 on there. Well, I had to. I had to put air in the tires. Tell it to the judge, Dad.
I think that this is a failing on the parents' part, or
obviously,
whoever has hidden these eggs.
Yes.
You gotta take pictures on your phone every time you hide an egg so that
at
you can
at the very least
inventory.
A count. You need to know how many. Now,
how
that
many
does
eggs.
Get difficult to do when you're like, the Easter Bunny told me he hid 32 eggs and we only got 31. So the Easter Bunny said so. So, hey, did you look over there? I got a strong feeling the Easter Bunny might have hid one.
But it is human nature to see a little, what is essentially a treasure chest.
Oh, yeah.
And want to know what's inside of it. Because maybe it is floor candy. Maybe it is floor grass chocolate. And by which I mean a new, cool, futuristic house for ants that they live in. It's like, whoa, this is so modern.
What is this?
Philip, I love it. It's so...
An egg for ants?
Oh, that's good shit.
Oh, it's a Zoolander reference.
Yeah, Zoolander. Zoolander.
I love that. What if it's a real...
You guys always get my references.
What if it's a real Easter egg?
Oh.
And it like starts you on a whimsical journey through the fantastical where you partner up with the Easter bunny. Like that's the thing is like this is if we approach more things with the wonderment and trust of a child, we would go on more adventures. Because think about how many times you've seen something and you're like, oh, I should pick that. And you're like, ah, that's garbage. And most of the time it probably is. But maybe it's a magical ring that would start you on a fantastical journey of love and acceptance. You meant
like an Easter egg, like a secret in a movie or a game.
Oh, it might be that too. Click on it.
It's like how in the second Sonic the Hedgehog movie, there's like one scene where they're playing basketball and you can see Dr. Eggman's balls.
Really?
And but it's like a secret just for true fans.
Just for true believers.
Just for true believers in it.
Hey, question asker, are you maybe telling a little tale on yourself when you say there seems like there's something inside? You definitely picked it up and shook it, right? You weren't clocking from a distance. You weren't using your X-ray vision on the egg. You held it up to the light at the very least, right?
Yeah, maybe they saw the wind blow it and it didn't move. Mm. So they just assumed like it's got some sort of Lego ninja or something inside of it.
Have you guys seen the Easter Bunny that they had up to the White House?
No. Was it a bad boy? Was it a bad one?
This is my theory. I'm going to drop a picture in here while I'm talking. This is my theory is that there is no...
Oh, man.
Try to find a picture of the Easter Bunny that does not bother you, that is not a problem at all. It can't be done.
Well, that's not it.
That's not it. This one's not it. This is... It looks like a fucking... furry fan movie about the government. This is literally
which, by the way, I would watch the fuck out of.
God, yes, please. It is a person in a white bunny costume with a purple dress wearing a gigantic mask
and
standing at Jim Pulaski's podium at the White
House.
And
strangely, it looks like a crepe paper Valentine on their chest.
It's horrific. This is a terrible bunny. They're all bad.
The expression on their face is one of absolute shock.
Oh, see, I would have said condescension, but okay.
No, I mean, this is clearly Dr. Jill Biden has said something here that is unprecedented, and these bunnies are not loving it, and also, why are these bunnies wearing so much eyeshadow?
That's from 21.
Can you imagine if that bunny was at the podium when some, like, very serious news came out, and they're like, I'm just being handed this, hold on.
Hold on a second.
I like this second bunny more. But not a lot. Not a lot, but more.
Listener, they're like community theater Shreks. Like, you cannot find a good Easter Bunny that makes you feel good.
This Easter Bunny does look like a character design from a Rankin Bass, right? The first one is complex in my feelings about that one. But the second one, that's definitely being voiced by, like, a Joel Grey to tell me about the miracle of Easter and when Jesus came and gave us eggs. Sure.
We were at the mall. I asked Cooper if she wanted to get her picture taken with Easter Bunny, and she said, no, I want him to be gone.
God, that's good. Yes. See,
that's accurate. Yes, correct.
Way better than what happened to me, which is my daughter wanted a picture with the Easter Bunny, and I was like, oh, okay. And she walked over, and then she said, you too, Daddy. And I can't say no, so I had to get my picture taken with this Easter Bunny. And at that point, like, I know, and the Easter Bunny knows, and we're both there doing this thing. It was a lot. There was a lot of,
Sorry, that is the
also, lag. Can I just say real quick, the flowers in this White House picture are kind of sad. That second one, they're not well, they're very droopy.
I want a munch.
Squad, holy shit.
MaximumFun.org/join. I want a munch.
Squad. In this second picture, it also kind of looks like the Easter Bunny is like one of the cabinet members and isn't.
Stop talking about it. They are droopy.
Right, thank you.
They're really droopy. This is weird. They're droopy. It doesn't matter. This is a podcast.
Maybe they were taller and then you couldn't see, and so they just smooshed them down.
Maybe.
KFC is offering fried chicken bouquets for Mother's Day.
Aww. Aww.
It's really sweet.
Aww.
Really sweet.
And what? Oh,
just
boy.
What mom wanted.
Oh, okay. Wait. They're partnering with Mother's Day Flowers. Yes.
The Mother's Day KFC and Pro Flowers. This Mother's Day, KFC and Pro Flowers are helping you create. Sorry, celebrate mom. They're helping you create an Android mom to replace the mom that left.
We've got a great pitch for you.
This summer, Dan Aykroyd is back. And my mom's
and
a robot.
Chicken mom.
Powered by chicken.
Just fall off the bone, mom.
Mom is tender and juicy.
Extra crispy moms introducing the Kentucky Fried Bouquet. A DIY floral arrangement that, once assembled, can be part fried chicken, part fresh flowers, and all together amazing. Wait. Yeah.
I have to put it together?
Hang in there, bud. Order a KFC size lover's meal for Mother's Day via the KFC mobile app between May 1st and May 3rd and receive a promo code to redeem your very own free Kentucky Fried Bouquet kit from Pro Flowers. The Kentucky Fried Bouquet kit from Pro Flowers.
The more you say it, by the way, the more I hate it.
Will include 12 colorful and vibrant roses, a glass vase, a KFC vase applique, 8 skewers, 4 KFC's world famous fried chicken separately purchased and not included in kit, and a card to tell mom just how much you love her. As if the bouquet didn't do so already.
You know what? There's no secret. I love fried chicken. It's one of my favorite foods. Not my favorite, but one of my favorites. But, you know, I've always thought that it was missing a certain rose flower and leaf rubbed against it quality.
Yeah.
That I think will really heighten the, this chicken tastes good, but it doesn't taste enough like it's been rubbed on uncooked plants.
Has it been close to plants and on them?
Yes.
And getting some of the flavor dust on.
Do I have to pull this out of a glass container myself and do it like some kind of, I don't know, weird monster?
Are you asking me? Yes. This is where I love these because I feel like if you're writing one of these, maybe you get to a point where you're like, it can't just be that. This is what I'm supposed to be doing all day today is writing this press release. I've covered everything. What else can I write? Let's see. Pair the size lover's meal with a Kentucky Fried Bouquet kit for a DIY arrangement that you can make for mom with the food provided by KFC and roses and supplies provided by Pro Flowers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Once assembled, the bouquet can feature KFC extra crispy chicken tenders or chicken delicately skewered and tucked into a vase. Alongside a blooming arrangement of a dozen multicolored roses that will truly make mom want to stop and smell the fried chicken and roses this Mother's Day.
Hey,
I got news for you, KFC. All you're giving me the skewers. I can put whatever the fuck I want on it.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't tell me what kind of chicken. And then it's like, certainly that's long enough. No, you gotta have one more paragraph. Okay, boss. Why bouquet, you might ask? Well, like any iconic duo, Kravis, Bennifer, Brangelina, etc.
What was the first one?
Am I in that one?
Kravis?
Is that me?
is that Kendall Jenner and Travis something?
I think it's me and Zoe Kravitz, but I'm confused.
Okay, Kravis, Brennifer.
Zoe Kravitz and I broke up.
Janderson, Flamp.
Brennifer is breakfast, Jennifer Aniston.
Which, to be fair, is my favorite couple.
Miss Anderson, can I come in? Not right now. I'm having Brennifer.
Have you?
That's what I call it.
Have you ever seen Jennifer Aniston and breakfast together? Fucking happy.
Yeah.
So
I've
happy.
Never seen them in the same room.
Oh, so really? Maybe they're the same person?
Yeah. I'm just saying Jennifer Aniston is breakfast.
Hey, ladies, let's go get some mimosa at Brunchifer. That's what I call it when I have brunch. Okay, Miss Aniston. So, like any iconic duo, you combine the two icons. In this case, bucket and bouquet, and get bouquet. They literally have a paragraph explaining their broken down, busted little bit of neologism.
Hey, here's how a portmanteau works. Buckle up.
Yeah. Anyway, if you aren't already in fucking stitches, let's break it down. Now,
do you guys think if two famous Jennifers started dating each other, that like tabloids would just explode? Or do you think they would just be like, this is Jennifer? Or
Jennifer.
We saw Jennifer Aniston and Jennifer Lopez together today, and our brains exploded.
Nick Chavez, the CMO for KFC. His title is CMO KFC US. A regular bouquet of flowers is a good gift for mom.
Okay.
But a sides lover's meal and Kentucky Fried bouquet is a finger-licking good way to take Mother's Day from a 10 to 11, one of the worst sentences I've ever read in my entire
mom,
life.
Mom, how was your Mother's Day? Oh, it was great, honey. Was it finger-licking? Yeah.
Mom, tell me the honest truth. Was it finger-licking? Nick continues. With three sides, four buttery biscuits, ooh, and the unforgettable, truly fried chicken and flower table decoration, everybody is sure to get something they like to eat, and mom is sure to smile.
For the mom who only has one partner and two kids.
The perfect choice. Since 1952, KFC has been bringing families together for Mother's Day with a bucket of its world-famous fried chicken. KFC sells nearly 400,000 buckets of fried chicken each Mother's Day.
That's so much chicken.
Really?
Making it one of the best sales days of the year.
That can't just be U.S. alone, though, right?
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
It's got to be international.
Probably no way of knowing.
But Mother's Day is just a U.S. holiday.
Yeah, but I'm saying other places still, they don't say, well, it's Mother's Day, no fried chicken today, don't want to add to the numbers.
Yeah, sure.
I asked my Japanese tutor if he was getting KFC for Christmas, because that's a big tradition in Japan, is getting your bucket of KFC for Christmas. Uh-huh. And he said, oh, no, it's a sad chicken.
He's not wrong.
It's not wrong. Maybe it's better over there. We don't know. But anyway, you can do that. Now, remember, you got to wait till the first. Yeah. Is it the first now?
No one knows.
It doesn't matter. I can never remember. But like, you got to do on the app to get your sides lover's meal. And I guess they'll ship you the flowers. I can't imagine how this works.
I'm sure that there's a helpful person in app to walk you through it with no confusion whatsoever.
Yes. And I'm sure if you go to any KFC in the country and tell them about this promotion,
they get drippy. And he's like, I see you're trying to order from KFC. Can I help? It's me, Drippy. The sentient gravy drip. That's a great character that I came on too late. I've been talking about this for too long, but Drippy is actually pretty good.
Yeah, so I'd like to make an appointment. The Genius Bar. Yeah, what seems to be a problem? I can't get Drippy off my phone now.
I'm on your fingers.
Yeah. Drippy just lick me off. He's showing up in every applicant. I see you're trying to take a snap for your friend. Yes, Drippy, please. You should add the grease filter. I don't have that. You do now. Oh, fuck.
Wow. Why are you deleting these texts? I'm telling Karen.
No,
stop
Drippy,
it, Drippy.
Please. It's not about that.
It's not like that, Drippy. You don't know me. You don't know my
life.
She
came on to me, Drippy.
Drippy?
Yes?
You don't understand the sexual attraction these cars have. These are the sexiest cars in town, okay?
No, Drippy, that's the one thing I do get. Oh, to be the oil in their engines.
Drippy.
I'm just saying. Oh.
I don't think you burn clean, Drippy.
I want to get pounded by their pistons.
Jesus Christ, Drippy.
I want to lube their carburetor.
I just want to move through them as their love moves through
me. This show has never been, I would say, in immediate proximity to the light of Christ, but I would say that this episode has moved
I assume that any lovemaking between Drippy and Cars would happen in marriage.
Yeah.
Under the eyes of a loving car / grease god.
Okay.
From Greasus. God's only son, Greasus. Have you guys heard the good news?
Greasus? Is that the best we got?
Have you heard the good news? He's here to lubricate your soul.
Is probably what we would go with is Jesus Chrysler. Is what we would go with.
Oh, I see. You're one of those.
MaximumFun.org/join is the link. One last time.
Yes, please. $5 a month. If you could kick that in, if you can boost, if you can upgrade to a new level, you're going to get all those great gifts and all the bonus content. But really, you'll be helping us make our show. And like after this, after Drippy, do you know if no one donated to our show ever, Drippy would have never been like snatched out of oblivion and brought into our
terrifying
world. Think about that. you could prevent a tragedy like that. Hey, kidding aside,
we have a lot of fun here.
We have a lot of fun here. We really need your support. I know it's tough out there. I get it. Once in a generation, inflation, a precarious economy. I understand. But if you can find it in your heart or your wallet, rather, to kick in,
or your heart, if that's where you keep your money,
it would really. See, I asked you.
Oh, right. Don't put money in your heart.
It would really mean the world. And I'm not talking to the other people. I'm talking to you. Yes, you, the one right now with
We won't say your name.
Socks, the one with socks.
I'm not even wearing socks right now.
Okay, well, you, I'm talking to you. If you listen to the show, if you like it, we really need you. So MaximumFun.org for
us. Two more things I want to say real quick. One, if you're thinking about doing it, do it now. This is the last episode of My Brother, Me, where you'll hear us talk about it for another calendar year. So don't wait, or else it might slip right out of your mind. Secondly, speaking of there being some hard times out there, not everybody who wants to become a member of the MaximumFun family is able to. If you're already a member, you can also donate memberships either to people you know, or they have a waiting list of people who have signed up who want to be Max Fund members but can't afford it this time around. You could be a hero to them and facilitate their membership. You can do that as well at MaximumFun.org/join.
Thank you to Maximum Fun. Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's a track that will never leave you unsatisfied.
Ooh.
And I don't really know what that means. I don't even know that I want to commit to having had said that. But I think it would
it's
not.
It's too late now.
I'm not saying like the song makes you finish, but there have been.
It doesn't.
It'll
not.
Make you start.
It doesn't prevent you from finishing.
There you go. Yeah. It won't get
perfect.
In the way.
That's a tasteful way of putting
it. Yeah. I don't want to do impressions anymore.
Well, I have one. We'll get to it.
What would Montaigne's name be in the Cars universe? Monoctane?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's really
perfect.
Good.
Okay, good.
I was thinking, Griffin, you could just give us a little Easter Bunny.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Hippity hop, hippity hop. Who wants an egg from me? I make them inside. Hippity hop.
Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm
McElroy's?
Ooh.
I'm gripping the road with my tires, McElroy, Trackleroy, Trackleroyce. I'm gripping Trackleroyce.
How about Roof Rackleroy?
This has been my brother, right? Kiss your dad score on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.